I was hearing from women who were over the age of 30, mostly over the age of 40, who were now seeing a different side of life that they were used to, whether it was divorce or high rent or mortgage payments.
Those were the conversations that kept landing with Kathy Carr again and again.
It just really spoke to my heart, and I was retired from working full-time, and I really wanted to find ways to give back to my community.
Out of those quiet, candid moments came the beginning of something bigger. They became the spark for Women Rising, a program of the Wasatch Community Foundation, built on one simple idea. When women are supported, entire communities grow stronger. Kathy serves as vice chair of the foundation's executive board, where the focus is on responding to gaps in the Heber Valley, places where opportunity and access don't always line up. Women Rising works in two important ways. It creates space for women of all ages and backgrounds to come together and build relationships through events. And it also offers a select number of scholarships to help women access educational opportunities they once thought were out of reach.
And so I started looking at how can we support women to get them back into school, whether it's to finish their four-year degree, their associate's degree, go back to nursing school and finish, whatever it is that they were looking at. We wanted to find a way that we could help at least jumpstart them and support them. So I met with a few women in our valley and told them about this program, and they were really excited to actually donate the funds.
That's where Women Rising began, but it didn't end there. Along the way, Kathy and others noticed another need taking shape, not just financial support, but connection.
So along with our scholarships, we also found a need for women to gather and share their stories of resilience. So we created some workshops that happen every quarter, and we choose people or they come to us and say, hey, I would love to share my story.
Each free gathering centers on a different theme, ranging from journaling and vision boards to self-care.
So, for example, last week we were able to gather with a small business and hear the story of a woman who went back to school at age 60 and created her own business as a esthetician, and that was really inspiring. And so then we also learn new skills. So we hear that story and we tie it into what they're doing in the community.
Each workshop also connects women with support in English and Spanish through partnerships with the Wasatch County Health Department. From legal help to health services and hotlines, not everyone is navigating a major challenge, and these workshops are for them too.
Sometimes we think that we're the only ones that have problems and struggles, and then when we hear the voices of local women and hear their stories, we realize that we're all together in this, and we all have something that we have struggled or are struggling with.
Now, what if I'm a little more private with my struggles and I don't necessarily want to go to one of these and share my story, but I want to just gain strength from the others? Is that something people do as well? Do you feel kind of obligated to share? Or tell me about the culture that you've created with this.
So the culture that we have created, the person that is hosting is the one sharing their story. They have already agreed and they have already come forward and said, hey, I would love to share my story. The rest of us that come to the workshop are there to listen and share as we feel like it. It's a very organic culture and it's very casual, so that it's really a presentation. And sometimes the presenter will ask questions or ask for feedback and people can share if they want. And many ladies just sit and listen, and then afterward, they will come up to us and thank us for inspiring them, and sometimes they will share some things that they are going through.
I attended a recent skincare workshop and expected it to be about routines and products. Instead, it became something deeper. Women in our small group shared their experiences, laughing, listening, learning. And in a moment you can't manufacture, our vulnerability became a bridge as we saw pieces of ourselves reflected in one another. Next week, I'll share some of these women's stories. For Kathy, creating spaces like this didn't happen overnight. Before this chapter, she spent more than three decades advocating for women and children at the federal level. Service, she says, has shaped who she is.
Giving back to the community, it lifts my spirit. It makes me a better person. I think the world needs more empathy, and we need to think beyond ourselves.
She traces that instinct back to her roots.
And I also grew up with a mother who was always serving her community. And I did not realize the amount of service my mom had been doing as I was growing up, because she did not tell me a lot until later years, when other people would come up to me and tell me how my mom spent the night with a mother who was struggling, or helping someone go through their alcoholism issues during the night. That was my mom, and it must just be in my DNA, because I too love to be able to be that person.
That belief that unseen acts of service matter was crystallized for Kathy years ago during a work trip to Boston with her assistant.
We were in Boston Commons area walking, and I noticed there was a homeless woman, and I didn't talk to her or anything, but I just kind of noticed her. And we decided that we wanted to go into Neiman Marcus just to check out the store. And at the time, they were doing facials. And we thought, wow, this is a great opportunity.
As they were seated, the homeless woman walked into the store and asked if she could have a facial. Kathy happily stepped aside to let her go first.
So I got off my chair, and she was seated, and she was treated tenderly and carefully as they washed her face. They applied makeup. They gave her that little boost of sunshine. And I had to look away because the tears were just coming so freely. Seeing that tenderness and seeing that kindness, and I realized just those little things that we can do for people to give them dignity and love can change the world. And I know that I was changed in that moment.
It's a lesson that lives at the heart of Women Rising and at the core of the Wasatch Community Foundation's mission.
We are from the community to the community. We are all volunteers. We want to serve. We want to help people become self-reliant. Nothing we do is permanent. It's all temporary assistance, because we really want people to realize their potential and how they can make it in a struggling world. And we all need a little more kindness and love in all of our communities. And that's really the bottom line.
This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.